I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. A group of Iraqi leaders is meeting today in an unlikely place. The gathering is in Helsinki, Finland. The three dozen Iraqis attending the meeting represent Iraq's Shiite, Sunni, and Kurdish communities. And there are hopes that their coming together in a neutral place can produce some much-needed sectarian reconciliation for Iraq. Reporter Charles Sennett has an article on this in today's Boston Globe. And Charles, this is the second time such a meeting has taken place. The first was last fall. The organizer of both these meetings is Porig O'Malley. And my colleague Lisa Mullen spoke with him after that first meeting in Helsinki. Here's what O'Malley said was necessary for these talks to be a success.
For there to be a successful negotiating process, all parties, even those with blood on their hands, have to be at the table.
And Charles, you spoke with O'Malley ahead of this new round of peace talks. He said right there that even those with blood on their hands have to be at the table. What does he mean by that?
I think what he means is Iraq is caught in a very bloody sectarian war right now. And so if you're going to bring people to the table, or as Porig O'Malley puts it, broaden the table to include all of the political parties in Iraq, you're inevitably going to have people who've been involved in the violence, whether they were insurgents fighting against the U.S. presence in Iraq, or whether they were former Ba'athists who've turned and become part of some form of a militia, or whether they are Shiite militia, or whether they're Sunni, the Awakening militia. It is a place where violence is ripping through Baghdad and the rest of the country every day. So inevitably, people who need to negotiate with each other have blood on their hands.
And why is it important to have so much secrecy? Could this meeting have taken place without it if we had gotten press releases ahead of time and all the media poured in to be there?
Iraq's a place where if you dare to even think about reconciliation, to reach out across the sectarian divide and work toward peace, you can lose your life for it. And so I think Porig O'Malley is very aware of how hard it is to do these kinds of negotiations, or at least talks, as he'd call them, when you're in the middle of a fight. He knows this from his experience in South Africa, where he played a critical role, and Northern Ireland, where he played a critical role, that anything can derail this process. One of my favorite scenes was when I was talking to him on the tarmac yesterday in Baghdad. We were talking by phone, and he was saying that he's got this, that finally he had resolved the seating arrangement on the plane, that it was a big deal who was going to get, you know, who was going to get the aisle seat, who was going to get the window seat, and who was going to be in the middle.
How did he finally decide?
Well, he wouldn't share with me how he brokered the deal, but what he did share with me was this wonderful sense of the minutiae of negotiations, of working towards peace, which is he's always looking for a little bit of hope and optimism. And he said, you know, at least it's not as bad as in Northern Ireland, where there, when you had Sinn Féin on one side and the DUP, Ian Paisley's party, on the other side, they wouldn't even sit in the same plane together. Mm-hmm. So he sees hope in the fact that the Iraqis were just bickering over who gets what seat.
Well, when it comes to this sort of thing, the United Nations, as well as Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, have each stressed the need for national dialogue such as these, but few seem to have been stepping in. I'm wondering, why is O'Malley picking it up and running with it, and what specific goals does he have for this?
You know, that is the question of this extraordinary meeting. I don't know the answer to it, but I know that Sherm Teichman, who is at Tufts University and plays a very important role in pulling this together, put it very well when he said, look, what it does show is that sometimes one individual can make a difference, that sometimes the courage and leadership of one person like Porig O'Malley can actually make a difference on the ground in trying to pull people together to work toward reconciliation. And Porig's philosophy is a beautiful one, which is that those who've been through that process in South Africa and in Northern Ireland, where there were two sides in deep conflict and they saw each other as mortal enemies, they can now come to Iraq and show people, we did it, you can do it too.
Charles Sennett, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kitty.
Charles Sennett is the co-founder of Global News, a new international news website set to launch in early 2009.